Hello, everyone, and welcome to 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, our Jonathan West Coaches Shows. Here, the final of the season. It's the Week 9 playoff game. It's also, again, our final week here of Coaches Shows. Here with head coach John Pelino of the Jonathan West Mustangs. This locker room chat is brought to you by Bedena State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. So, again, here, head coach John Pelino getting his first postseason appearance as a head coach here. Incredible accomplishment, able to get here to the postseason play. They'll play here this Thursday, tomorrow. They'll take on Pitt Colgan, the number one team here of this bracket. It's a long drive on the road, but before we talk about that matchup, we got to talk about the big win that got this Mustangs team into the postseason, which was last Friday against the Horton Chargers. A win of 34-0, the most points here scored in the season, and also the most yards of 322 yards on the game. Coach, what can you tell me about that win last Friday there for you?
We took it just as serious as we take any other opponent, and went out there and executed and ran the ball well. We just approached it the same way we approach every game, at just as serious as the next opponent. So we went out there and were able to execute at a better level.
Well, one thing I really want to key in here on is your rushing attack that was able to produce 279 yards on the ground. You had catcher Peterson, who rushed for 88 yards on that game. Merrill, who rushed for 117 yards and a touchdown. Just overall great work from your entire roster there in the rushing game. What got it going?
The linemen's ability to recognize and adjust to the shifts of the defensive front of Horton.
Yeah, and real quick, they're talking about that offensive efficiency there for your team. You went 5 of 7 on third downs. You forced Horton to go 2 of 11 on third downs. What was there the main attack to, you know, have that kind of efficiency on those downs?
Studying the game and approaching it the same way we approach every game, and you know, taking every little thing serious and doing everything to the best of our ability as coaches as well as players. You know, we trying to get that mentality of everybody. You know, any given Friday, anything can happen. So you better come out ready to play, regardless of who your opponent is.
First time here going to the postseason as a head coach. You know, what is the feels here for you and your team getting that ability? I know you can play against a really good Pitt Colgan team this Friday, but, you know, what does that kind of feel like for you?
It feels good. It's a new experience for the boys, and, we're battle tested. We've played. If you're in the TVL, you're battle tested. It doesn't matter if it's 8-man football, 11-man football, basketball, boys, girls, doesn't matter. If you're in the TVL, you're battle tested, right? And then, so the boys are ready. And then, you know, we've got a small group of seniors there who, they get a feel and understand what it's like to play for something at the end of the season other than pride. You know, every week we play for something, but there's a little more at stake. If you play, you get to move on to next week. So the kids are excited, and we feel ready. So.
Again, that's head coach John Pelino of the Jonathan West Mustangs. We'll talk about here the postseason matchup on Thursday, tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock. It's a long journey for Jonathan West High School, but they will make the trip to play the number one team here in this Class 1A bracket. Again, we'll talk more about it in segment number 2 here on The Coaches Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to 103.9 KNZA Coaches Shows, here with head coach of the Dauphin West Mustangs, John Pelino. I'm Critton Prophet. This Mustangs Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bedena State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, we talked about in segment number 1 the ticket punch here to the postseason play. Dauphin West Mustangs were able to beat Horton 34-0. Now we talk about the game on the road. It's a long drive here, but trying to make it worthwhile. Dauphin West Mustangs, they're going to look to take on the number one team here in this bracket, Pitt Colgan. They are 8-0 on the season. Coach, what can you tell me about the team that you are going to play tomorrow night?
They're fast. They're disciplined, and they're organized. Everything they do is with a purpose. So we just got to come ready and meet their intent and their purpose with our own intent and purpose.
We talked about, in that segment number 1, how great your rushing attack was last Friday. I really want to key into one of your rushers here on this season. He's got over 450 rushing yards on the year, averaging well over 4 yards a carry. That's catcher Peterson. Of course, also you got another great player in Coulter Peterson, and of course, Merrill also getting in the backfield last Friday. But what's it going to take you from a rushing attack standpoint to, you know, get themselves going? And of course, talk about that young freshman in catcher Peterson and his progress here on this season and what he will mean this week in this matchup.
You know, young catcher is huge. He's been a staple for us this season. He's been a consistent for us this season, and he's a freshman with potential that is just unbelievable potential. And you know, as far as Sam's going, you know, Mr. Merrill's one of our better athletes there. And if we can get all the guys rolling and hit them from all different holes, off tackle, inside, outside. If we can manage to get the run game going in every direction, I believe we can have some success.
Wait, talked about offensive keys real quick here, finalizing with some defensive keys. What's it going to take here defensive to stop Pitt Colgan? We talked also a little bit about Coulter Peterson, what he's done this year. He's got over 80 tackles here on the team to lead it on defense. You know, what's the defense going to do, and what does he have to do as the senior leader to step up here against the Pitt Colgan team?
So the defense has got to stay disciplined, and you know, Coulter back there being the head of our secondary, I apologize. You know, he already has 6 interceptions on the season, and you know, we got some young guys, some young cornerbacks and young strong safeties. So he gets out there, he kind of makes everybody feel comfortable back there in the second level of the defense there. So him just keeping the same demeanor, the same calm, cool, collected, regardless of the situation demeanor, will definitely be a big help, and our defense executing on both all 3 levels. So,
well, Coach, again, this is the final week here of Coach's Shows. We appreciate you joining us each and every week here up to this point. It's the final show, though, so again, thank you and good luck this Thursday, here against Pitt Colgan.
Thank you.
Again, that was head coach John Polino, the Dauphin West Mustangs here, the opening round of postseason week 9. They'll go on the road this Thursday starting at 6 o'clock down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, to take on St. Mary's Pitt Colgan here this Thursday.